Welcome to the Friday, August the 26th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our fourth episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. If you're tuning in to our new audio podcast for the first time, I'd like to welcome you. I'm excited to be able to share important updates with staff across buildings and departments at the same time each week. A great thing about this format is that it's available on demand, so you can tune in during your commute, while you're on break, or at any time that works best for you. Every Friday at 1 p.m., we will send out a Parent Square message that includes a link to this podcast. I want to point out that there's also a link to nominate a person or program to be highlighted, so be sure to nominate yourself or a coworker to be featured in a future episode. And starting today, there's also a link to a trivia question. The trivia question will be related to today's podcast, so be sure to listen carefully. You can use the link to submit your answer before Sunday at midnight for a chance to win one Jeans Day, not only for yourself, but also for your team or department. The winner will be announced during next week's Briefings with Butts podcast. Let's go ahead and jump in to this week's news. On Tuesday, we were able to celebrate 20 years at the Host Partnership Celebration event located at Jamison Camp. I won't lie, I did get emotional looking out into the crowd at all of the individuals who are so willing to give an hour of their time to help our second and third graders read. We were also able to thank our mentors in more than 50 community organizations who serve as premier partners for the impact that they are making in the lives of our students. Important reminder for all staff, this next Wednesday, August the 31st, your Vector Safe Schools online training is due. Make sure that you're not one of those individuals getting an email from the Human Resources Office that you have missed the deadline of Wednesday, August the 31st, for that safe school training. Also, our strategic planning survey is now open. This survey is for staff, students in grades 5 through 12, parents, alumni, and our entire community. It will be open until next Friday, September the 2nd, right before we go into the Labor Day weekend. I want to emphasize how important this is for everyone, including you. We need your voice, so please participate in this survey. All that we're asking is three simple things. Take the survey. It is less than 10 minutes. Encourage those around you to take the survey, and help us spread the word on social media. The survey link has been sent to all staff through Parent Square twice now and is available on our district website under District News. This morning, I had the opportunity to join Dr. Prosecki from the MSD of Decatur Township and Dr. Young from the MSD of Pike Township as we shared information with the Westside Chamber of Commerce business members regarding the three school districts that the Westside Chamber serves. We were able to talk about how well things have started this year and great opportunities to partner with our business and industry in Decatur Township, Wayne Township, and Pike Township. As I mentioned, today is Friday. It also happens to be a very important day. Why? Because today is payday. Make sure that you check your direct deposit for accuracy. If you have any questions or concerns, contact our business office for anything that you need to clean up with regard to payday. And this past Wednesday at Westlake Elementary School, we did meet with residents that are going to be surrounding a potential new location for our transportation center, which will be just behind the Emergency Services Education Center off of High School Road. We have requested rezoning for that property. It will provide great opportunity for our transportation center to be more centrally located and will provide great savings for the future for all of our residents here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Stay tuned for more news about a new transportation center potentially opening up in 2024, right behind the Emergency Services Education Center. This week, I am so excited to be here at Stout Field Elementary School talking with reading specialist Heather Schultz. We added the reading specialist positions as part of our ESSER expenditures, and so Heather is going to share some additional information for us about what this position actually is. So welcome, Heather.
Hey, thank you.
Can you talk to us and tell the listeners a little bit about what is a reading specialist and what do you do?
I have one of the best jobs. I kind of joke that it's right there under behind the PE teacher. And so it's a marvelous job. My current role is to go into first through fourth grade classrooms and basically read with kids, confer with kids, and make the love of reading and create that reading identity. We are very fortunate in our township to have this position. And not only that, but the backing and the cooperation of classroom teachers. So it's a job that has not only made me fall in love with reading, but it's really given me a better sense of what how a reader grows vertically. So it's something I'm very proud to be a part of and very fortunate to have done.
So earlier in this podcast, I talked about the HOST program, which also helps our second and third graders become better readers. This is one of those reading interventions that we have in the district. In addition to the HOST program, how does what you do differ from what happens with our HOST mentors?
So it's a little bit different. As the kids have, we know that one of the biggest things that we need to do to create reading, especially coming out of the pandemic, that kids didn't have actual physical books a lot of the time. And part of this, where this came with Dr. Olson and Mrs. Segman about creating this position, is ours goes back to choice. Kids always have choice when they're with us. So we start each block with a mini lesson, a very mini, mini lesson, as Dr. Olson calls it, about 5 minutes. Kids are guaranteed to read 20 to 25 minutes. They have the choice. We know that the magic, so to speak, happens when kids are have their own choice of book that they're at their independent level that they want to read. So whereas a reading specialist and as a teacher, we go in right beside them and have that teaching moment that happens. So a little bit similar to HOST, where the teaching is happening right there. It's just a little bit different that the mini lesson's moving all of us along and they get the choice of book and a high volume of reading.
So in the HOST program, we know we're pulling students out and we're taking them to the HOST room. You're pushing in, though. You're going into the classroom and the teacher's in there with you, correct?
Every time. And yeah, so we parallel teach, co-teach. We depending on what school you're at, you're pulling a library on wheels, basically, a cart around with books, and it has the big teaching chart where you're doing all of that. And we push into every classroom. And so depending on what school you're in, that could be 16 classrooms, that could be 12 classrooms. But we go in there and set up shop for 30 minutes. And it's wonderful because the classroom teacher participates in the mini lesson, or they teach with us. And as soon as the kids go to find their reading spot, we're both off and conferring with as many kids as we can in that 20 to 25 minutes.
So I mentioned this is an ESSER-funded position. That was a grant that is currently in place, but will run out and eventually expire. So what are we doing with your position, the reading specialist position, to also help develop capacity with our teachers so that if this position does go away after ESSER dollars are gone, we're still able to continue the same work?
Like I said before, like we are fortunate, especially at Southfield and Wayne Township, the teachers have come on board and have learned right beside us. And so one of the things that teachers are doing now is they're participating in quarterly PD. We just had one on Monday. So after school, they're doing about 30 to 40 minutes of professional development with us. We also have a book that we're reading together to help do that. I think that one of the biggest things that it's just the in action, in flight, like we're learning from the kids and learning from each other. And that's so, I haven't had that since student teaching, basically. And so it's such a great experience to have 21 years into my career that I can do that. So part of the, to go back to your original question, is the professional development they're doing, the actual reading they're doing on their own about learning about conferencing and independent reading, but just that we're learning back and forth from each other and from the kids.
So you were a classroom teacher prior to this pandemic, prior to the 2.5 years, and then prior to becoming a reading specialist. So what are some of the things that you're noticing as you go into different classrooms that our students may be lacking because of the pandemic that you didn't necessarily notice prior to us shutting down and going remote and being virtual?
I think a really big thing, not so much this year, but last year, is just the idea that we read digitally for almost a year, over a year. And so, and what was available to them, either through MyOn or like what other app they would use, but just the experience, actual physical books and graphic novels. And they're very excited about series now, and they know authors. And they, I always joke that as much as we all love Dog Man, that's all we saw for a while. And now we have all these different books. And so I think the biggest thing is that before they craved being on their Chromebook or their tablet, which they still do, but they would rather physically have this physical book. And I think that's a little bit different from when I was in the classroom before.
Also, during the pandemic, one of the things that we did was send books home, and those books didn't make it back to school. So we've utilized some of our ESSER dollars to purchase books for the classrooms. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we went actually last October as a team to Barnes and Nobles with Dr. Olson and actually got to shop for books. It was like, as a reader and a teacher, it's probably the best thing ever to have a credit card and spend not my money on books. And so then, it's a year-long process. So we went through and we vetted those books and we like made sure that they matched our students. They looked like our students. They were high interest. They were relatable. And so we did that. And after that, getting this huge list down, and actually teachers just got the classroom books last week. And so, I mean, depending on what grade level, they got 200 to 250 brand new books in
Wow.
their library. It was like Christmas, like opening, the kids were ecstatic. Teachers were wonderful getting them out and book selling and a book talking to them. And so part of that money to do that, like I said, we know that we have to have books that match our kids. And so that has been great in doing that finally. I know personally for me, I love books with talking animals, and that's all I bought. And I've learned a lot that I can't do. It's not about what I like to read, it's about what they like to read. So that's a huge learning for me also.
And we know that teachers are also utilizing other resources like Donors
Oh yeah,
Choose and
absolutely.
other agencies that are giving us books. You mentioned what you like to read. How do you find out, and how do teachers find out what really interests students, what they like to read, and what will be that thing that gets them involved in books?
Part of it is we can always make the interest survey, what they like, what they're interested in. And I will tell you, what I found as being the biggest motivation is each other. It's their peers, right? And so, like, it kind of warms your heart when you're sitting in a first grade classroom and they whisper over, "You're really gonna like this book." And so, like, we know, like, oh, we know this. We have a student who just got a new hearing aid, and the kids were so excited they found a book where a character had that. And so,
Wow.
it's not only teachers doing that, but the kids have really taken on this role themselves that they have started to match books for each other and like recommending books. So part of that is they can do it themselves. The other part is we, in the beginning of the year, spend time doing that interest level and interest survey and trying to see what they really like and what they're interested in. And so that's where we start. And then from there, they kind of naturally have found each other to kind of recommend books.
Last question before we shift gears here a little bit. So we know that employees across the entire district, and quite frankly, our community are listening, including my mother down in Florida. She listens every week. If you were to be able to talk to those teachers, what advice would you give them on how to just really excite their children about reading, to excite their students about reading, whether they're first through fourth grade or even in our secondary schools?
I think a lot of it sometimes is through those book talks and book selling and just being as excited. I kind of sell books sometimes that I'm not really excited about, but I can sure change my voice and make it so exciting, like it's the best thing ever. There's a lot of teachers who do this great thing called First Chapter Friday. So they read the first chapter of a book, get the kids excited, and they have multiple books. So the kids will grab those, and they're really smart about it. They do a series, or they do something they know it's really relevant right now. And so that's another way to get kids excited. But I think, like everything else we do in teaching, if we're excited, it gets contagious, and that's the easiest way to do that.
Awesome. So, one of the things that we do when we are interviewing one of our amazing employees is to try to get to know you outside of what you do here in your daily work. So, a couple questions for you. What do you do? What do you like to do when you're not here at Southfield or when you're not working?
I do like to read, but I like to shop as well. I really like shoes, but I work out at Orange Theory like 4 to 5 days a week. So I do that with friends. I love that. My family has a cabin in Brown County with a lake, and we go down there as long as it's nice. So I like that. I have 5 nieces and nephew. My daughter's at Butler, so spending time with family and friends as well.
Awesome. Tammy and I love Brown County. It's one of our favorite places to go when we can escape for a long weekend. And so definitely agree with you on that. And maybe you've already answered this. If you had any place on earth that is your favorite, what's your favorite place?
I really do like our cabin. It has a lot of memories, but if I had to choose, it's always going to be the beach and the water. So if I could go anywhere, and that's where I go every fall break and summer and spring break, it's always beach and water.
Particular beach that you like?
We did Jamaica last year. That was really good. But we're
Oh
doing Florida
wow.
this year
Yeah.
again. So yeah.
Well, being a graduate of Southwest Florida, it is definitely I'm partial to the Southwest Florida coast of Florida. So, last question for you is: we have a lot of new teachers this year, and we have some teachers that are new to Wayne that are not necessarily new to the teaching profession. As a longtime Wayne employee, what advice would you give them about working in Wayne?
I think it is, that's a really great question. I think there's like 5 or 6 other things I could say, but I think one of the things is you show up every day knowing that you've picked a job that you love, right? And so even on the hard days, and this is a job that you could laugh one minute and cry the next minute. And so the idea is that you, I mean, we talk about it all the time, like what's our why, right? And so you have to remember what that why is. So, this morning was a difficult morning for me. It wasn't easy. Things were kind of bombing all over the place. I wasn't doing what I thought was going to go well. And I had to kind of stop and regroup. So as a new teacher, a new employee is in education, we're all teachers for a reason. And so always remember that reason. It always boils down to the kids. That's why we're here.
What a great opportunity to talk to you. Thank you so much for the incredible work that you're doing and for the inspiring of reading that you're doing. It's something that I know my mother tried to work very hard to inspire, and myself and my brothers, we were involved in all of the summer library clubs, and certainly we're very active, and it is a lifelong skill that, of course, transcends into everything else that our students are doing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, the Wayne Township Safety Day is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 at Sam's Club on Rockville Road. I want to remind everyone you are welcome at this community event, which includes free lunch, face painting, bounce houses, a car show, and safety boots. Be sure to stop by our Child Nutrition Summer Servings bus and one of our propane-powered school buses for free giveaways, including new safety helmets for all children. Our Straight A drive-throughs continue next week on Tuesday at North Wayne and Chapelwood Elementary Schools, and Thursday at Rhodes and Garden City. And next Friday is Partnership Day at Area 31. If you know of a business or organization that is interested in partnering with Area 31 and providing great career pathway opportunities for students, please have them contact Dr. Biggerstaff at 317-988-7298. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next Friday for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. And don't forget, by Sunday at midnight, make sure you answer the trivia question in the link on our Parent Square message. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis: "If not us, then who? If not now, then when?" Thank you for the impact you make each day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.